Welcome to the Mind vs. Action Journey, where every week I will share experiences, thoughts, and ideas on how you can go from thoughts in your mind to actually taking actions. Life is not formed by just what is in our mind, but by actually taking action on what is in our mind. It is not enough to simply hope, think, and wish. We must take action. You define your own physical and mental limitations. No one else. Just because someone thinks you can't, it does not mean you can't. It means they can't. Limitations are very real, and everyone has them, from people, animals, companies, to Mother Nature. But what those limitations are is not for someone to decide or define for another someone. Every being has the right to define its own existence and limitations within that existence. What a person is able to do is very much different than what another person can do, based on genetics, innate born talents, and most importantly, self-will to push self-boundaries to the point of impossibility. I find that when people tell the others that they can't do something or accomplish a particular type of goal, it is nothing more than their own self-reflection, their own inability to accomplish something that they themselves have always desired. And the reason why they have not yet accomplished those desires is probably no more than they believing from someone else that told them that they couldn't, or they simply never even tried, or tried and gave up when the going got hard. So it is not that they were not able to do so. It is that they never pushed their own limitations and allowed themselves to be defined by someone else or their own lack of hunger for success. But even these individuals can still achieve their desires. They simply need to start going after them. My second born was almost 3 years old when, after being told by several of his school teachers that they thought he had a speech impediment, I went ahead and got him tested. The results were that he did indeed have a speech impediment, and the doctors that performed his test also concluded that he had a learning disability. As any parent, I was shocked and saddened, but I refused to let that be it. In my mind, no one was going to dictate my son's future and say what he could or could not do. I kept secret the results even from his own mother. She only knew about the speech part and only that he needed some help to improve his speech. The reason I did this is because I didn't want anyone feeling sorry for my son and treating him different or worse, fulfilling the diagnosis, not because of my son's will, but because the people around him would believe it and make it so with their own actions. I believe that if you feel sorry for a person, you do not do that person any good. You handicap that person further. If, however, you say, hey, it sucks, but there is always a way to get what you want despite of your conditions, you help that person grow. You empower that person. You in an instant push that person to find and fight for their real limitations. I got my son every help he needed, enrolled him in speech therapy, behavior therapy, developmental therapy, you name it. The following 3 to 4 years were brutal. He went to school full-time, started at 8 a.m. and finished at 3 p.m., Monday through Friday. And remember, he was barely 3 years old. I had to take him out of school several times during the week to take him to his therapies. I was working full-time and doing my own school during this period. Luckily, my work did not have me chained to a desk, so I had a lot of freedom and flexibility. 4 years ago, after being in all sorts of therapies for years, he was reevaluated, and he passed every single test with flying colors. The boy who was supposed to have a speech and learning disability for life was and is excelling academically. Most importantly, he is a very happy child, and he loves to talk. Every person involved in the process, I am in debt for life with, but the person that really takes the credit is my son. Without knowing it, he was dictating his own limitations. No one else would do that for him. He just needed to be given the support and the environment to do so. As parents, I think we often take whatever is given to us when certain things like what was happening to my son are handed to us and simply learn to live with it. I say fight it. Fight it with all you got. And if in the end they were right, then you lost nothing. But most of the time you will surprise them and yourself. The human mind and body are amazing engines that can be pushed to create our own realities. So create your own reality and help those you love to create theirs. I leave you with some ways to help you break past what you believe to be your own limitations. Become aware of limiting thoughts that you created on your own or that you picked up from others. It is difficult to change something you are not aware of or do not accept exists. Begin to set and seek big and audacious goals. And start with simply imagining how you can achieve them, because more than likely, you can. Allow yourself to dream big, and then look around for the many ways on how you can bring those dreams to fruition. Start taking actions today towards those big dreams. Nothing can happen without taking some form of action. Even if that action is a small one, take it. Action is a mighty, powerful force that can set your life in a completely different trajectory than the one you are in now. Surround yourself with others, not just dreamers, but doers, the shakers of the world. Amazing things start to happen when you surround yourself with other action-driven folks. Life and your desires simply start taking form. Finally, whatever you do, never stop growing. Even when you do achieve your goals and desires, committing to a never-ending growth forces you to swell beyond what you once thought were your own limitations. You raise your own bar, and you help others raise theirs. Our universe is constantly looking for those that wish to keep expanding with it. Remember, if we are not growing, we are dying. It is a simple law of life. So choose today to forever be in a state of growth and to be one of those that, who defines their own limitations and continue to define them every time you push through them. Please subscribe to my blog, podcast, or YouTube channel to get notifications when my weekly entry is posted. I promise I will never disappoint. Thank you. Until next time, I challenge you to own your thoughts, actions, process, results, and ultimately your life story. Most importantly, I challenge you to go from thoughts in your mind to taking actual actions on those thoughts, as nothing happens until actions are taken.